You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Matiya majority Thakur Nagar area in West Negal's North 24 Parganas district witnessed dramatic scenes on Sunday night with supporters of BJP MP Shantanu Thakur and TMC MP Mamata Bala Thakur coming face to face over the control of a house where community matriarch Beena Pani Devi, popularly known as Boroma, lived till her death 5 years back. According to TMC, the incident happened when Shantanu Thakur, along with his supporters, allegedly tried by force to take control of the Boroma's house, where Mamata Bala presently resides. Shantanu is the grandson of Beena Pani Devi, while Mamata Bala Thakur is her daughter-in-law. In the purported video, Shantanu and his supporters were seen breaking the gates of the house. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a rally in Maharashtra's Chandrapur district on Monday, a government official said. The BJP has nominated the state's Forest, Cultural Affairs and Fisheries Minister Sudhir Mungantiwar from Chandrapur Lok Sabha constituency. Polling in the seat, located in the Vidarbh region, will be held in the first phase on 19 April. If you're in Vermont, Maine and Canada, you're in luck. But for the rest of the path of Monday's total solar eclipse, it could be dicey weather-wise. Clouds are forecast for much of the eclipse route through the US with some possible patches of clear skies in some spots, according to the latest forecast from the National Weather Service. Northern New England into Canada is still the best bet to witness the eclipse when the moon blocks out the sun for a few minutes and day turns into night. Texas is likely to have the heaviest cloud cover. More concerning, the Weather Service is forecasting severe weather, tornadoes and hail, about the time of the eclipse for parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas and Louisiana. The forecast for the eclipse path has been fairly consistent for the past 10 days, said David Roth, a meteorologist with the Weather Service. The path of total darkness stretches from Mexico and Texas through Maine and parts of Canada. Romario Shepherd smashed 32 runs off the 20th over for Mumbai Indians to set up their first victory of this Indian Premier League season as they beat Delhi Capitals by 29 runs on Sunday. In the second match of the day, seam bowler Yash Thakur took the first 5-wicket haul of the IPL campaign to lead Lucknow Super Giants to a 33-run win over Gujarat Titans on home turf. In match 1, Shepherd crashed a 10-ball 39 in an unbeaten stand of 53 off 13 deliveries with Tim David, who struck 45, to steer Mumbai to 234 for 5 at their home Vankhede Stadium. Delhi finished on 205 for 8, despite Tristan Stubbs' unbeaten 25-ball 71. They slumped to the bottom of the 10-team table. Five-time IPL winners Mumbai bounced back from losing their first three games to reduce the pressure on skipper Hardik Pandya, who has been booed by fans after replacing Rohit Sharma as captain ahead of this edition. The heist comedy, Crew, starring Tabu, Kareena Kapoor Khan, and Kriti Sanon, has crossed the 100 crore rupees mark in just 9 days, grossing 104.08 crores rupees worldwide. The film's success is attributed to positive word of mouth and its strong female-led cast. The production house marked the success of Crew by sharing posters featuring the leading ladies and updated box office figures on social media. Actor Anil Kapoor on Sunday took to his Instagram to express his joy for the film's success. Crew, a story of three women, touted as a laugh riot, set against the backdrop of the struggling airline industry. However, their destinies lead to some unwarranted situations and they get caught in a web of lies. The heist comedy also stars Diljit Dosanjh and Kapil Sharma. Saswata Chatterjee, Rajesh Sharma and Kulbhushan Kharbanda also round out the cast of Crew.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap. a Beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.